So the important first step about TRID is recognizing that your opinion doesn't matter as a lawyer, because the reality is the most important opinions now are the opinions of investors, which is the investor guideline world we live in, and the opinions of the Bureau. And so a lot of times it doesn't really matter what I think or what my interpretation of TRID is. If an investor clerk disagrees with me, my client's loan is not getting sold into the secondary market, which can be very challenging and frustrating at times. But, it is the current nature of the marketplace. At the time I kind of framed up my talk with the Mortgage Lending Institute, there was a lot of unsettled TRID opinions about, certain items in TRID. And a lot of that has been settled out in the investor community. The only thing now that's missing is what is a clerical error. So a lot of times what will happen is something will go wrong with the closing. There'll be a disclosure that's provided in an untimely manner, or, there'll be some violation of the TRID laws, or the TRID rule. And then the debate becomes, is it a clerical error or is it not a clerical error? And whose opinion of a clerical error is it? So that's kind of the latest unsettled ground in the investor community for buying these loans. When the Bureau had the rule open initially, a lot of people in industry said, look, you have to settle out some of this. You have to make sure it's ironclad and locked down, because a lot of people in, there's a lot of complicated processes that revolve around these rules, and it could bollox up things in the secondary market. And the Bureau said, well, we don't want to lock things down, because to the extent that we lock things down, then lenders, lawyers will figure out a way to engineer around the consumer protections.